Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Disposing of controlled substances such as opioids and other painkillers is a highly regulated activity that has typically been a headache for many facilities since it has usually involved incineration. However, our next guest's Lowcountry Company has recently patented a chemical digestion technology that it hopes will become the preferred method in the pharmaceutical waste management industry. Sherry Barnes is Chief Operating Officer at Okra Medical, and she joins us by phone now from her company in Johns Island, South Carolina. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure being here.
So tell us how this company got started. Have you been there from the beginning?
I have not been here from the beginning, but I've been here for the greater part of its existence. Okra Medical is a privately held South Carolina-based company that was founded by two brothers who own a successful electronics company here in Charleston, and a friend who developed the concept for our technology. The core focus of our efforts since incorporating in 2018 has centered around development and validation of an environmentally sound solution to reduce the risks associated with management of dangerous regulated drug waste like opioids. Our flagship product, Safe Med Waste, was designed to address drug disposal needs across a variety of generator types. So everything from pharmaceutical manufacturing to healthcare facilities and even home users.
And so this technology that you guys have developed is being marketed to several different markets.
Yes, it is. We'll be starting in the healthcare segment, but then we will transition into pharma manufacturing as well as the home use market.
Well, tell us exactly how this technology works.
Unlike the existing disposal technologies, Safe Med Waste uses chemical digestion to destroy compatible drugs on site without the need for incineration. The destruction process produces a solidified byproduct that is pH neutral, it's non-hazardous, and no longer effective in humans or animals, and it can't be used to resynthesize the drug. That makes it suitable for solid waste landfill disposable.
And so how did this come about? The founders stumbled upon this? Did they license some research from a university?
No, one of the founders is actually the person who developed the concept for our technology. So he's a biomedical engineer, and it was something he had been looking at for a while. He had a special interest in the opioid epidemic and was looking to develop something that could be effective for helping to reduce access to opioids.
It's patented, and so are you getting calls from companies that want to license this technology?
We have had a few companies talk to us about licensing, and certainly we will be looking at that as we go down the road. But right now, our main focus is to get our national launch.
And so do you expect that this will be in facilities or even in home use fairly soon?
We're hoping so, yes. We already have some local-based entities that are using the product. We're hoping to have the product into the national market in the first quarter of 2023.
Now, we often hear about healthcare products like this that have to go through a lot of rigorous testing and regulation. Did you guys have to go through all of that as well?
Yes, we did. In fact, that's the main contributor to the length of time that it's taken us to come to market with this product. We backed all of our claims by an extensive independent testing program at a highly regarded independent DEA licensed laboratory. Every active pharmaceutical ingredient on our compatible drug list has been tested for safety and destruction efficacy with our product, and we make all of that test data available to qualified interested parties.
What is your plan to get this out there into the marketplace? Are you talking to distributors? Are you hiring your own sales force?
It's a combination of that. We are definitely focusing on a distribution channel, and we are currently engaging with sales and distribution companies across the U.S. to strengthen our distribution network.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike, for inviting me to be here. It was a pleasure.
Sherry Barnes is Chief Operating Officer at Okra Medical, and she joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Johns Island, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company's webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.